The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I've been to, I don't know how many Texans games, and I'm 50-plus in the last several years. I don't know that it's ever been like more than half full.
No, there's always 20, 25 open seats in that thing.
I mean, there's room all over the place.
I fought a lot of battles over credentials over the years, and this is the direction the league wants to go, to where they're limiting access. It's not surprising to me because it's been going this way for years. I have a Jeff Luno quote on Osuna. The due diligence by our front. That always scares me when they say due diligence.
Oh, boy.
Due diligence. That's code for a.
We checked in to see how he beat her up.
The due diligence by our front office was unprecedented. Never use due diligence whenever you're talking about something like this, because that's one of those codes for, okay, guy did it, but we believe he's better now.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At John Snow with a zero, not a no. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. All available on podcastarena.com. Lots of good stuff there.
Little Ken Giles talk.
Yeah, little Ken Giles.
Au revoir, Kenny.
Roberto Osuna.
We hardly knew thee, Ken.
And, okay, texter who told me, don't be mad, the Astros just beat everyone to the punch on Osuna. No.
That's a horrible joke.
Yeah, that is terrible. And yet you guys are calling us insensitive. People talking about things that you couldn't do anymore. I'm pretty sure you can't do Bugs Bunny anymore. You go back and look at some of those cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
Popeye, definitely not. Heckle and Jekyll, no way. But I think even Bugs Bunny, it's a shame.
Did you...
Spoiler alert. Dude, if you don't know what's happened by that now, then you're shame bell.
I'm pretty sure that it's you can rent it on DirecTV now.
Well, not only that, every pop culture reference to that.
If you're still looking for a spoiler alert on Avengers.
Yeah, sorry.
There's already been more Marvel movies come out since then. You can't, your spoiler alert can't last 3 months, 4 months. It's impossible.
Yeah, the digital's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are you waiting for that?
Maybe, okay, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Just wait until I can rent it on iTunes. Sorry, bud. Spider-Man dies. Bad news.
Well, do they all die? We don't know.
He's dead for now. Yeah. He's dead for now.
Well, maybe they're all alive, and the ones we think are dead are really the ones that are alive are really the ones who are dead. Because we don't know.
Yeah.
Just a lot of people turn to dust.
Hey, I wanted to, I'd like to do this once a year. And today is the day that I do that.
Okay.
I want it to be known that this weekend, Alan Trammell, a defense-first shortstop, and Trevor Hoffman, a relief pitcher, were inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, the best pitcher and the best hitter of my lifetime, are still not in the Hall of Fame. And I just wanted to point out what a sham and a joke that the Baseball Hall of Fame is. Today seems like the appropriate day to do it.
Okay.
And next year, I'm sure Edgar Martinez will get in.
A career DH
and
doesn't belong in there to begin with.
And people will start talking about Roy Halladay and Todd Helton. And locally, people will say, what about Lance Berkman? And meanwhile, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens will still not be in the Hall of Fame. So Just wanted to let you know. It's still a joke.
Okay.
Yeah, next year's class, it's like Mariano Rivera, and then they're going to have to, like, force some people through to even make it in. Like, next year's the year to put Bonds and Clemens
in.
Oh,
absolutely. Mariano Rivera, that's a deserving guy.
Mariano Rivera is almost a lock.
Oh, well, Trevor Hoffman's in there.
Yeah. Here's the other first-time eligible players. Roy Halladay, Todd Helton, Andy Pettit, Lance Berkman. That's the best of the first-year eligible players besides Mariano Rivera.
What about Pettit?
Again, if Andy Pettit's in the Hall of Fame and Roger Clemens isn't, there's a problem. Andy Pettit actually, like, got caught and admitted to using steroids.
Yeah, he admitted it, and everybody forgave him because he did that aw shucks thing. It's like, I just did it one time.
I'm just country boy. Yeah, country boy. Made a mistake.
Yeah. I was just trying to help my team and get back faster. That's why I took that HGH.
No, I'm going to go with I'd put Roger in first.
Yeah, I still, and I'm not going to relive the trial, but guy got acquitted.
Yeah.
So you're just telling me, oh, I don't believe him. I believe the co-conspirator who was a scumbag.
Yeah, I believe the drug dealer.
Yeah, okay. So, man, I...
And you know what? I mean, realistically, he probably did use steroids. I just don't care. Because realistically, I would bet a year's salary that one of the guys who stood on that stage yesterday, and, you know, or was it Alan Trammell and Jim Thome and Chipper Jones and Trevor Hoffman, I forget, Jack Morris. Oh, they're all white guys. One of them dabbled in steroids, if not all of them dabbled in steroids or amphetamines or something. Let's stop being so self-righteous that we're like, oh, well, guess what? Your favorite football player has probably used steroids.
Nolan Ryan probably
used steroids. Stop it. How dare you?
Oh, fine.
How dare you, sir?
You can sit there and make that case until suddenly it's too close to home.
But, and let's just get past the, they're a steroid cheat. Everybody in that era used steroids. Like, let's stop and...
Well, and not only that, a lot of them did it before it was banned by Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah... Legally, you couldn't get them in the States, but you could go to Mexico and get them. And if guys did that when there's no rules against it, how are we punishing them now? That's just that self-righteous indignation bull bleep that I hate. It's like, oh, we get to go back and change. We get to go back in our silver DeLorean and change time.
Yeah.
Or send our Terminator back in time, since apparently they're doing Terminator 6 with Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's going forward in time. Disco says, first Fred spoiled 7 last week. Now AJ is spoiling Avengers. What the hell, y'all? Oh, sorry.
That was really rude of you.
Oh, gosh. Okay. You know whose head was in the box, right?
We know now.
Who gets in first, Sammy Sosa or Barry Bonds? Got to be Bonds.
Bonds.
Yeah, if he does. I still think it's not moving fast enough in terms of getting enough votes, but it's just...
Well, and people like Joe Morgan... Who, again, another holier-than-thou guy who is, you know, he doesn't want people who are better baseball players than him in the Hall of Fame, but meanwhile he's okay with guys like Alan Trammell getting in.
He played the game the right way, AJ.
Give me a break, Joe Morgan. Get out of here with that nonsense.
Yeah, it's he played it the right way.
Joe Morgan. Lord. That, I mean, you know. Joe Morgan's a fine baseball player, but let's be real about what Joe Morgan was.
A little person.
He's pretty good. He was pretty good for a long time and stole a bunch of bases. He's a career 271 hitter. 271. He was on some good teams. That's what made Joe Morgan Joe
Morgan.
Big
red machine.
Yeah. He was on some good teams, and he had 2-3 years where he was a great player. But for most of his career, he was pretty good. He's in the Hall of Fame, and he's telling people not to vote for Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds. That's a joke. That is a joke. Joe Morgan.
Is he going to try to keep Jose Altuve out when the time comes?
Probably. We don't want him around. We don't want guys who actually put up numbers deserving of the Hall of Fame to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know what, You know
Trevor
what?
Hoffman, I would have never put in there either. I think baseball's starting to get where they're letting in a bunch of guys that I wouldn't let in, well, but not the ones that should get in.
Yeah, like there's talk about Billy Wagner.
Oh, come on.
They can't be real. Billy Wagner? And then they'll pull up the saves, all-time saves leaders, and he's somewhere in the top five or six, which is unbelievable to me, really. But that just goes to show that maybe no relief pitcher should go into the Hall of Fame other than, like, Dennis Eckersley and Mariano Rivera.
I would be okay with that.
Like, dudes.
I would be okay with that. Those guys were transcendent.
Yeah.
And winners.
Yeah.
Except for when Kirk Gibson got him.
One time. Yeah. Everybody loses
yep,
one.
Yep. Everybody remembers that one.
I mean, Luis Gonzalez got Mariano Rivera. It just didn't go as far. It was like a little broken bat dinker, but it cost him a World Series.
They won a few other ones, though.
They've got
Eckersley, though.
I just don't get Trevor Hoff. I mean, Trevor Hoffman's fine. He's a good player. He was good for a long time. Consistent guy. But he's like you're saying he's one of the greatest who's ever played baseball? I don't know, man.
To me, closers, you better be top two, top three.
Like, Lee Smith isn't in. I feel like Lee Smith was more dominant than Trevor Hoffman ever was. Hoffman just did it for a little bit longer.
I'd have to go look at the numbers.
But I'm kind of with you. I want if you're not Mariano Rivera or Dennis Eckersley or John Smoltz half the time, and John Smoltz was, I mean, he got in on, he would have gotten in just as a starter had he stayed a starter. But if you're not one of those guys, no, relief pitchers, sorry, you don't make it. Roberto Osuna.
But he's also a good hitter. Honestly, if I were in charge of these Hall of Fames, there's a lot of guys that wouldn't get in.
Oh.
And then there's some no-brainers. Like, I'm sorry, Terrell Owens would have been a no-brainer for me.
Yes.
And Randy Moss will be a no-brainer. But there's a lot of these other cats that wouldn't sniff it. But that's all right. I'm not in charge. I don't get a vote. And I kind of think, in retrospect, there's the only semi-regret I have, I think I mentioned this before. If I'm a member of the Baseball Writers for another half year, I'd had a Hall of Fame vote.
Oh.
And
would you use it for good or evil?
I would use it for good.
Okay.
And to be honest, man, I quit following baseball after I left there for a long time, except because the Astros were so bad. But now when I see stuff like this, I kind of wish I had it. Because I would just vote for those two guys every year.
Yeah.
And try to get other people to do it.
I mean,
if I needed to, I'd go kill off some of these old guys who won't vote for him so we get new young blood in there that will vote for him.
And no offense,
Joe Morgan.
As long as guys like Alan Trammell and Craig Biggio are getting in, like guys who are very, very borderline Hall of Fame players, while you leave like the best of the best on the sidelines, It's just hard to take you seriously. Like, it still pisses me off that Craig Biggio got in before Jeff Bagwell.
I agree.
Like, that's a joke.
Bagwell,
one of those guys was like
a
dominant player, a league MVP type player, and the other one was a really good ball player for a long time. I think really good ball players who just stick around for a long time aren't Hall of Famers. I think you should have had to be a great ball player.
But he kind of, there's very few magic numbers, though, and he did get to one of them. They hung around a long time to do it. But.
Yeah, but you know what? Barry Bonds is at that number two.
Yeah, well.
And he's at a bunch more magic numbers.
Yeah, well, and Bonds, for a stretch there near the end of his career, was the most dominant hitter that we've ever seen. And I just don't think there's, but we got to get some old people to die, man. Yep. That's the way of the world. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. This is one of the not-so-fun things about the job is trying to get what now is two Roberto Osuna stories up on the website.
Oh, look at you.
So, working on these breaks. Intern Grayson did a real nice look at it from a baseball perspective. So, that one will be up, and Chris Campisi's news story is already up. We'll have the other one up in a minute, and that'll be on sportsmap.com. So, how about that? Just trying to find another Osuna photo where he's not looking like a criminal. All right, we need to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, what do we always say about leaving your baby in the car?
Don't leave your baby in the car?
Don't leave your baby in the car.
Yeah, that's
there's not a really good excuse for doing that, right?
That's kind of a long-standing rule.
I'm against that.
Yeah, I am too.
I want to say, for the record, you should not leave your baby in the car. And if you're in Memphis, Tennessee, and you are a 26-year-old Rachel Van Wagner, maybe it's Van Wagner, I don't know. Looks like Van Wagner. I'm going to go with Tennessee. It's going to be Van Wagner. Has been accused of leaving her baby in a hot car. Now, let me give you the reason for it. And maybe you'll tell me whether it was okay. She wanted to take part in National Tequila Day festivities.
That's a tough call because National Tequila Day this year was on a Tuesday, which is obviously Taco Tuesday. That's a big day.
Yeah. So she went inside.
I feel like that's a day the rule shouldn't apply.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and put that as a, if there's any day that you shouldn't have to follow the don't leave a baby in a hot car rule, it's National Tequila Day.
Well, she went into Cazadora's Mexican Grill in Arlington while her baby remained in the car in the parking lot.
Arlington. My goodness. Ugh.
Arlington, Tennessee. It's got
in Tennessee?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, man.
Still, Arlington. It's a Mexican restaurant in Tennessee. How good can it be?
Well, I was just thinking about Arlington, Texas, how hot it would be.
Well, it was only 95.
Oh, only 95. Yeah, okay.
Obviously much hotter in the car. They reportedly found the baby in the back seat of the car. The windows were slightly rolled down and the doors were unlocked. Of course, it was a baby, so it wasn't going anywhere. 30 minutes, the baby was in the car.
Did it die?
No. Baby was removed by the car and examined by first responders. Van Wagner reportedly ran out of the restaurant without any shoes, telling deputies she'd been in there for roughly 30 minutes to, quote, have one drink.
If it's tequila day and you've taken your shoes off, I'm going with more than one margarita.
Tequila makes her shoes fall off.
Nah.
That was terrible. I admit it. I feel shame. But, yeah. Yeah. So no word on charges and things like that, but, 30 minutes for one drink and no shoes. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So binged watch that Altered Carbon this weekend.
Oh, I binged watched a show this weekend too.
Everybody told me that it was fantastic. It's right up my alley and I like it. Good. I thought it kind of ended a little flat for me. And if I'm not blown away by the ending.
Will I like it?
It's not the kind of show that you, I think you would like the plot because it really is sort of a murder mystery disguised as science fiction.
Mm.
And I know you don't like
the sci-fi stuff. Is there time travel or?
There's not time travel, but basically I like this concept, but they keep your consciousness is basically, you know, now you can move from body to body, which is kind of cool.
So they can like move your brain to a different body?
Yeah. So if you die, they can put you in another body.
Oh, there's been a show about that before, I feel like.
Yeah, it's kind of Westworld-y, actually. Yeah, John, have you seen it?
I've seen a couple episodes. I've been meaning to finish it.
Yeah, I think it's got a lot of cool action. The main character is really good.
He was in Suicide Squad. He was the army guy.
Yeah, yeah, and I think he's really good in this. It just I didn't find the ending satisfying.
Okay,
I mean it tied it all up, but to me it was
how many episodes?
It's only eight.
Okay,
yeah, so you can blast through it pretty fast.
Yeah, I watched Sinner.
Yeah,
on Netflix. And it's eight episodes. Jessica Biel is the star.
I'm a fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
What is she, 1 through 10?
I got her around 8.
John?
8's fair.
Okay. Now, having said that, isn't it crazy that Justin Timberlake married an 8?
Yeah, he could have probably done better.
He had his choice of everyone.
But let's be honest.
Everyone in the world.
But let's be honest. 8s, 9s, and 10s are subjective. I mean, what you see as a 10, I might see as a 4.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I've seen your 10s. I'd say I'd see them as 4s. But I grade them a little harder than you do. But, I mean, he might see her as a 10. Maybe she's got skills that we don't know about.
Maybe so. And, I mean, she's an earner.
Because he can have whoever he wants. Oh, yeah, she's a good earner.
But I mean, he's not hurting for dough.
No, but, I mean, they'll be in the 1% now, and their family will be set for the next three centuries.
Either way, she's pretty good in this, and I recommend it. I think it's an interesting story, and it builds every episode, and you kind of finally start to figure it out close to the end what's happened, and then it all comes together at the end, and it's nicely packaged in 8 episodes as well.
Are they like 45 minutes?
Yep.
Okay, that's perfect. What's it called again?
Sinner.
Okay.
It's sitting at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good.
I will check that out then.
And there's no time travel.
Well, there's no time travel in this either.
There is
as such.
There is like, what's it called when your memories come back slowly? Like that something you forgot about a long time ago and now it's starting to come back? Because you've like revisited a certain place or
hangover?
Something. Maybe it's
amnesia.
No, it's not amnesia. It's like it's something. There's a term for memories that you are coming back to you as time goes on. And watching that, I watch all those stupid crime documentaries, those real life crime documentaries where, I remember now. This happened 20 years ago. I didn't remember it at the time.
Yeah,
but something happened.
I'm not a fan of that.
Something happened that triggered that memory. But this is really interesting.
Oh, it came out last year. It came out last year, August of last year.
Yeah, I think it was on USA Network, or at least USA Network directed it, and then it's now on Netflix. But someone recommended it to me, and I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, and Bill Pullman's in it.
Yeah.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, he's like he's the main cop.
What did I watch? He was in some Western recently that I think was like DirecTV only. It wasn't very good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it looked like Ballad of Lefty Brown. That's what it was. It really looked like it was going to be good. And
that sounds like it would be good, too. Like,
yeah, with Bill Pullman is... But he kind of plays a dumb, and it's just it didn't work for me.
And for Altered Carbon season 2, Anthony Mackie is just signed on to play the main character for season 2.
Repressed Memories is the thing I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I have a lot of those. But I was reading about that, John, because the way it's structured, you can have the same character but use a different actor.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't want to spoil it. The way it ended, it'd be kind of hard for them to use the same guy. But it doesn't suck. I must have liked it because I knocked out the whole thing this weekend.
What'd you watch, John?
This weekend? I watched, I told Fred last week,
Excuse me.
You just asked me that so you can just burp.
No, that had nothing to do with it. I just
I started Billions not too long ago. It's okay. It's decent. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but I started that, so I need to finish that.
Okay.
See, if you get farther than I did with that, I made it through 9 episodes, I think, before I ejected.
Yeah, I'm on the season 1 finale.
Okay, so you made it farther than I did.
You know what I'm starting to like? Shows that have only one season and are only going to have one season.
Yeah, I like that.
And they're
that.
Like 10 episodes, and then it's over forever. I like that.
I do, too, but now it's like Altered Carbon. It was supposed to be one thing. Now they're going to do a second one.
Because I don't like waiting.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait for season 2 to come out. Just tell me the whole story. If you can't tell me the whole story in 10-hour-long episodes, your story's too long. Just get to the point. It doesn't have to be, The Godfather and Godfather 2 box set. All right, you ain't that great. Just put it together. You know, once your last name's Coppola, then we'll talk. Right now,
yeah, but after Godfather 3, I don't even talk to him.
He didn't do that one.
His daughter was in it though.
His daughter directed it.
Yeah.
He didn't direct it.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. Nope. You can't blame him.
I blame him for
you can't blame this.
I blame him for spawning her.
You can't blame him for the sins of the daughter.
Oh, yes, you can.
No way.
Worst performance in a film ever by a human being.
No. I mean, it was bad.
Ahead only of Maggie, well, very close, Maggie Gyllenhaal in Dark Knight.
So are now Godfather 1 and 2 no good because Godfather 3 was trash?
No, I just pretend Godfather 3 didn't exist.
That's the way to do it.
But I'll never trust him again.
That's
because
why I just
sucks.
Said the first two in the box set. Now, who buys the box set with all three?
Well, nobody. Listen for your chance to win in the name game where we call two names. And if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to St. Bernard. It's the premier destination for all your ski, swim, and designer apparel. With stores located in Houston, Dallas, and Austin, make St. Bernard the place you go before you go on vacation. You guessed it. Are we the show doing the giveaway?
Are we?
Or did you give me the wrong thing?
No, we should be. The name's on there?
Okay, because it says I'm the show doing the giveaway. That sounds like a Palillo thing to me.
Well...
It's you, Fred. Well, they thought I'd be fired by now.
It's copy, so.
Okay. We're the show doing the giveaway.
Thanks for including me.
We're looking for a Clay or Raul to call the show.
Raul?
Be the first caller now at 713-780-3776 to win a $50 gift card to St. Bernard. Clay or Raul?
So, can you do Raul with the name game, AJ?
Ooh, that's a good one. Raul, Raul, Bo Raul, Banana Fana, Fo Faul, Me, My, Mo Maul, Raul.
Doesn't quite work, does it?
Not as quite.
So, as like, Clay Walker could call in and win?
Clay, bo blay, banana fana, fo flay, me, my, mo mlay, Clay.
Clay Travis?
Travis, bo babis, banana fana, fo favis, me, my, mo mavis, Travis.
Cassius Clay?
Cassius, bo bashus, banana fana, fo fascist, me, my, mo mashus.
Fascism, huh?
Mashus.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. But yeah, if you're Raul or Clay, give us a call. 713-780-3776.
Raul. All right, guys. Got to say about BillAdvisor.com. And we've been talking about them for a while because I'm trying to save you money. I want you to have more money to do stuff that's, you know, that costs money. Cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance. You're paying for those things and you're probably paying too much. You started with a great price early on. That's called an introductory rate. But when you're not paying attention, your bill goes up. That's why you need to get with Bill Advisor. They'll work directly with your providers and reduce your monthly rates. You don't give up channels. You don't give up data. You don't give up speed. You just lower your bill. And they're winning for our listeners week in, week out. Most are saving $800 a year. Some are saving thousands. Right now, if they don't save you at least $300, you're going to get every penny of your $12.99 back. So you're risking zero to save at least $300. It's going to happen, guys. There's no setup fee. The service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start the savings right now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get to work for you. One more time, text GO to 232323 and go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tag.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Let you know there's two stories on Roberto Osuna on the website, so go check it out. Chris Campisi has the details of the trade, and Grayson, the intern, who... plays college baseball, did the real good Kyle Tucker story last week, weighs in on what it means from a baseball perspective. He's very high on Osuna from a baseball perspective. So there you have it. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Man, I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to get to today, and it's just not going to happen. The
Things changed when
Texans decided to basically treat us as though it was our first night in prison. I was going to say, do you see who Alex Trebek is suggesting replaces him when his time comes?
Please be me.
Someone called Alex Faust.
What?
Yeah, not A.J. Hoffman.
I've never even heard of Alex Faust. You heard of me at least, right?
Well, yeah. Apparently he's 28 years old, and he is doing play-by-play for the Kings.
As in the L.A. Kings?
I don't know if it's the L.A. Kings or the Sacramento Kings, but he's doing play-by-play.
My guess is, isn't Alex Trebek Canadian?
Yes.
It's probably the L.A. Kings.
Probably, but don't know. The other option, he says CNN legal analyst Laura Coates.
A woman?
Yeah.
What? Hosting Jeopardy? I'm just kidding. That was sexism.
No, that was real sexism. You want the job.
I do want the job.
You actually would be good at that because you would insult the hell out of people.
I do want the job. I'd prefer a less smarmy job. Like, I feel like hosting Jeopardy is a smarmy game show host, but
that kind of goes with being a game show host.
I would prefer
smarmy goes with game show host.
I would prefer my first choice would be The Price is Right.
Okay.
My second choice would be Family Feud.
So you could kiss the girls.
No, I'm a married man. With Tom. And you can't even do that anymore. That was one host who felt like he could do that. But
he groped too.
He groped like in front of, he would squeeze your daughter and your wife's boob right in front of your face while he kissed them on the mouth.
See, that's baller life
there.
That
is baller status. And then my third choice would probably be a reboot of Press Your Luck. I always liked that one.
No whammies. Yeah.
I like that. So that would be choice three. A distant fourth would be Wheel of Fortune. But, yeah, I would that's my preference.
Okay, but let's say all those are off the table. Jeopardy would work.
I mean, Jeopardy's a very prestigious job. Maybe the most prestigious game show job.
Yeah. But you would turn that into a thing where you insulted the hell out of people who got stuff wrong.
I wouldn't because I don't know all the answers.
No, yeah, you do. You got them right there in front of you.
I know, but
he doesn't know them all.
I can't pretend like I'm the one who knows them
all. Oh, sure. You act like you're the guy who put them there. That's what Trebek does.
You know what the biggest problem is? Like, this Alex Faust guy?
Yeah.
He's handsome.
Oh, no. That's no good.
Yeah, like, it's this guy.
Oh, no, I would punch him in the face.
I mean,
he's too handsome. Yeah.
I'm so sick of handsome guys getting all the game show hosting
jobs. That's not fair. Drew Carey got one.
That's true.
You're better looking than Drew Carey.
I am better looking than Drew Carey. But do you know of any bald game show hosts besides Steve Harvey?
Didn't bald Howie Mandel host a show at one point?
Oh, he did, Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It's possible.
It is possible.
We're not out of the realm here.
Man.
This could be done.
That's my dream job. I love our listeners. I love working here. I love you guys, but I would leave here for that job.
That one or Survivor?
Well, Survivor wouldn't be a...
Survivor's not a job.
Yeah, I know, but which one would you rather do?
I mean, I would rather have long-term job security and be the host of The Price is Right for the next 15 to 20
but
years.
Think about this,
than
though.
Spend, you know, 60 days on Survivor.
But if you were to win Survivor, you raise your profile enough that you probably get a game show. Former Survivor champion, A.J. Hoffman.
It's possible.
I mean, remember it's a bit of a gamble.
That guy that was on The Real World, and he just kept talking about how he wanted to be a pro wrestler?
Yeah, The Miz.
And then he became a pro wrestler.
Yes, he did.
Like, maybe that's what I should do, is go on Survivor and just say, I'm here to be a game show host. You know what they might do? They might give me Jeff Probst's job hosting Survivor.
A.J., you become very famous.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Maybe you beat out Alex Faust. Did we find out if he was L.A. Kings or Sacramento Kings?
It's the L.A. Kings.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah.
I challenge Alex Faust to a fight, a duel. And the winner gets the job.
See,
Trebek, you can support your horse all you want. I challenge him publicly.
I think Trebek's going to have a lot of say into who gets that gig.
I know he is.
Just like when I retire in a year, I'm going to have some say into who replaces me.
No, you won't.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have me in here with Holly. I'm not doing
No, I mean, obviously, I'll be involved in who replaces me because I'm still going to be a part of things here.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to be.
I thought you were going to retire.
Well, I'm going to retire, but I'm just going to be retiring from radio.
Oh, okay. You'll still have your office?
Probably.
Okay.
I'll just be living in Colorado and coming down here less often.
Oh, you're not going to have that office then.
No, the office will still be there.
No, I'll take that office over.
I'll still be here more often than some people who have offices.
I wonder who
that was a total subtweet there.
I feel like a shot was just fired.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Really. But
that was a mortar shot.
Boom. It was.
No, but it's we still have more than a year before we get to that. I think we're end of 2019.
If I leave to host a game show, I'll have a say on who replaces me.
Only if they get along with whoever I pick to replace me. I get dibs on that.
Whoever leaves first gets to pick.
No, because our contracts are up at the same time. You will be going off to do your thing. I have already announced that I'm doing this, so therefore I get to pick first.
I haven't announced anything because I don't know if I can get a game show job.
You'll get your bleep together.
I don't think I'll get a game show job, honestly. Like, I had, when I was in high school, like when people said, what are you going to do when you grow up? And I'm talking about from like the age of 14 on, there were literally only two things I would ever say. I was either going to be on Saturday Night Live or I was going to host a game show. One of those two things was going to happen.
That could still happen, although Saturday Night Live isn't as sexy as it was.
Saturday Night Live's not going to happen. I'm too old to be a new cast member on Saturday Night Live.
You could host. Once you become a big time.
I would have to become a big time game show host.
We know you're very famous.
I mean, there's potential there, but I feel like I missed the Saturday Night Live train. Like,
it's not what it was anyway.
I wanted to go do improv in Chicago and then eventually move to New York and work at Saturday Night Live. And then I was going to be like, the next Sandler or probably more like a Rob Schneider. Like, I'd find a really successful friend that I was on the cast with and just ride his coattails to fame and fortune.
Yeah, that's what most of these guys
while do. Being moderately funny myself and making a little bit of money doing some movies on the side that my ridiculously successful friend produced. But then I also thought that being a game show host was a good option. But
I always just wanted to be a novelist and live off in the woods somewhere and write books.
Really?
Yeah.
God, even when you were like 15?
Yeah.
That sounds like the most boring life ever.
Well, I'd be famous and rich and yeah, I wouldn't have to deal with people.
Yeah, I guess
it's getting more appealing to me the older I get that, you know what, that wouldn't be a bad way to retire. Just go off and go out, not in the woods, but go to Colorado where I could just smoke weed and write novels and play poker.
That'd be good.
You know, and occasionally call in stoned and give you guys updates from Colorado.
The great thing about like a really successful novelist is, and there's jobs like that, like movie directors often are like that. I mean, there's some of them who get too famous, but like the jobs where you can be rich and not necessarily be famous, like you can go to the grocery store and people don't know who you are.
Yeah.
But you're still like,
that's kind of what I'm shooting for.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. I'm not. Because most novelists are, the only difference is most novelists are really antisocial people. They don't like to get out and do stuff. But I'm getting to that point, so.
Do they have different game shows in Canada than they have here?
They do, but you got to be Canadian.
Why can Canadian Alex Trebek host an American game show?
Long story.
Canadian Howie Mandel hosted an American game show.
Because they have this Canadian content thing. That's how they all get good up there. They can actually get on air. You have to have a certain amount of Canadians on your air at all times.
And
comedians and all that? Okay, we got to take a break, John.
I got serious stuff going on here, John. If your job is sucking the life out of you like mine's sucking the life out of me right now, you got two choices. Either get a game show hosting gig or go to My Computer Career, IT. That's the other option. I know what you're thinking. I don't know anything about math or science or game show hosting. It's not a problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Helping people start an IT career, that's their deal. That's what they do. If you don't absolutely love what you're doing right now, go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation now. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. It'll be everything you need to start your new career. It's more than a school, too. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
And we're back on the Blitz. So is there really a late hits with Patrick Creighton tonight?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Because I heard him yelling. Why not? Earlier today.
Because he subbed in for Charlie.
When is Charlie coming back to work?
Later this week.
I think he's back Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's taking time.
Yeah, some people actually take their all of their vacation.
All right. I took a vacation day. What am I?
Yeah, you took a vacation day and you took like a week.
Yeah.
I think you have a little more than that. All right. Every time I hear this, I keep thinking of Thor Ragnarok now. I mean, I love this song, always have, but now it's like that whole... That was just such a good use of this song for that scene. All right, that's going to wrap us up for today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Great job, John. Great job, Hoffman. It's okay today. Till tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.